I'm going to ask that question again because the microphone's running here. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel great. I feel great. Yeah, it was another back-to-back on the road. It was a great showing by the guys tonight. Great offensive output and defensively as well. I thought we were great. So it was. It's been a while personally, and it's been a good feeling that I've missed for a while.
Just how good does it feel to get the offense provided? I think the last four starts for you, a grand total of 6 goals have been produced, 7 tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good feeling. It's a good sign to see that when these guys are going, when everyone's working, everyone's pulling their own weight. Even last night too, I never doubt the offensive skill in this room, and it was great to see.
Has there been ever a time this season where you've kind of doubted yourself? And I know you talked about, I think it was after the Minnesota game, you sort of tweaked things a little bit here. A little bit more aggressive maybe in goal. Was there any doubt though at some point?
No, I mean, doubt and anxiety and all those things are just a part of human life. And whether you're a hockey player or you're in your line of work, I'm sure we all feel it at some point. But it's just a matter of controlling your thoughts, and that's through meditation, it's through breathing, it's through the mental and the spiritual game that is just as important as lifting weights and stretching and all that. So I like to take care of my brain, because goalies, if you don't take care of your thoughts, they can get bouncing around in there and it can get dark sometimes. So it's just about taking a breath, trusting yourself, putting the work in, not only in the gym, but through breathing and stuff like that. So this is a great lesson to going through this adversity and learning how to handle it, and still coming out there every day and competing is just a big thing. It doesn't matter if you lost your last 10 and you're going out there. It's just about competing your hardest every single night and staying in the moment.
You've been on the receiving end of assignments that have been real tough in the second game of back-to-backers here. Maybe none tougher than this one here tonight. What was the mindset going into this one and as the first period maybe progressed?
Ever since that Minnesota game, I've just been playing 5-minute increments and periods. So I say to myself, I don't worry about the whole total product. I just try to take care of the first 5 minutes. That's my mental state. And when you're playing this team, they have I've had leads in this building, and they have the ability to come back no matter what. So even when it's 7-3, it's not a guarantee. So just about playing those 5-minute increments and challenging yourself to have more focus and concentration the next set. So that's what I've been doing. You got 4 period, and it really just compartmentalize.
Yeah.
Just
better you than Donnie.
That word, you just gotta I can't say. Yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about. Just break the period up and keep it simple. So that's the best way to keep my focus, and it's been since the Minnesota game, games have been a lot more manageable, and I've been a lot more focused.
You're into Pierre Gudisier way now?
No, he's probably shaking his head right now, but he's out working. But we can't wait to get him back, and missed him the last 4 days. So it's he's instrumental to both Craig and I, especially in practice and identifying our weaknesses and creating drills that help us work on those imbalances. So miss him, and can't wait to have him back.
Good. Thanks, Mike.
Yes. Compartmentalize.